Welcome back to Das Kingdom on the Parsha. Parsha's Nitzavim has a much-discussed pasuk that famously ends the Monday and Thursday Kriyas HaTorah. Pasuk is in Perek Chaf Tes, Pasuk Chaf Ches, HaNistaros LaHashem Elokeinu VaHaNiglos Lanu LeVenenu Ad Olam. Asos is called Divrei Torah Azos, that the Nistaros, the hidden things, are for Hashem our God, and the revealed things, the Niglos, are for us and for our children, Ad Olam, forever, and that we have to do all the words of this Torah. Now, the way the majority of the Mefarshim understand this, the Nistaros and Niglos mentioned here, at least according to the Pshat, according to the Nigla, if you will, is that the Nistaros and Niglos we're speaking about are Averos that are done by others. Therefore, the simple reading of the pasuk would be that the Nistaros are for Hashem Elokeinu, meaning the things that the sins that people do that are hidden from you, you don't know about it, so that Hashem will deal with. However, the Niglos, the revealed things, the sins that people do in public, so those things are your responsibility and your children's responsibility. You have to take care of that. That there is national responsibility for public sins, however private sins, who knows about them? Those are for Hashem to deal with. And then from there, you could take it beyond the pshat and beautiful midrashic homiletic interpretations. However, still basically on a level of pshat, there is something we have to deal with, which is that the words, lanu ulvanenu, and then the first letter of ad, have dots over them written in the Sefer Torah. So why are these words written with dots written over them? And Rashi famously addresses this. Rashi here says, Nakud alanu v'alivanenu v'al ayin sheba'ad. There are dots over here. Why? Lidrosh, to for the drasha, that even the niglos, the people will not be punished for until they cross the Yarden. However, once Klal Yisrael would cross the Yarden, at that point, right, they would have the Shavuos on Har Grizim and Har Eval. So at that point, Nasu Arivim Ze'al Zeh, they would become responsible for each other. And at that point, only when they would cross the Yarden, would they be responsible for the revealed sins of their brethren. But until that point, really, every man on his own. Seemingly, the way Rashi would understand this pasuk, or really the dots, is that the dots indicate that the words should be removed, at least in some sense. So therefore, since we would take out the words lanu ulvanenu, you would read the pasuk, hanistros lahashem elokeinu vahaniglos. The hidden things are for Hashem, our God, and the revealed things. Everything is for Hashem to deal with. So what somebody else does, a sin, whether they do it publicly or privately, until at least cross the Yarden, none of your business, Hashem will deal with it. However, the words with the dots over it should be put there once they cross the Yarden. Once they cross the Yarden, then you can read it that the Nistaros are for Hashem Elokeinu, but the Niglos, the revealed sins of your brethren, that is for you to deal with personally. That's Rashi's interpretation, that's his explanation for the dots. It's quoting the Gemara and Sanhedrin. However, if you take a look at the Das HaKingdom, you see the exact opposite approach. It says, why are there these dots over Lanu Levanenu and over the Ayin of Ad? Because, says the Das HaKingdom, because Klal Yisrael would not be punished over the hidden sins of their brethren until they would cross the Yarden. Perish, the Bali Tosfos say, Sha'oz kiblu ha-Torah ke'echad v'nasarev mzelezeh, oz ha-Nistaros lanu levanenu. Once they would accept the Torah like one, seemingly on a Har Eval and Har Grizim, accepting the Torah again and through a Ravim Zelazeh, at that point they would be responsible for even the Nistaros of their brothers. So it's not like what Rashi was saying, that Hashem is always responsible for the Nistaros, and Hashem was responsible for the Niglos as well until they would cross the Yarden. This is the opposite approach, that we're always, even before crossing the Yarden, responsible for the Niglos, but the Nistaros were only responsible for once we crossed the Yarden. Interestingly, the Das HaKingdom quotes the Gemara in Sanhedrin. So if you take a look at the Gemara in Sanhedrin, right, this contradiction is explained because it's actually a machlokas. The Gemara in Sanhedrin quotes a brisa, and there's two different opinions, and Rashi seems to be taking one opinion in the brisa, and the Das HaKingdom is taking the other opinion in the brisa. But these are both valid interpretations in the Gemara. However, with the opinion of the Das HaKingdom, we're actually stuck with the problem, because how do you read this pasuk then? We explained when, according to Rashi's interpretation, that opinion in the brisa, in the Gemara and Sanhedrin is that you read the pasuk as if the dotted words were not there. That there's a way to read the pasuk that it's the nistaros l'Hashem elkeinu v'haniglos. Everything's Hashem's responsibility. But now that you're saying that everything is Klal Yisrael's responsibility, except for sometimes the nistaros before they would cross the Yarden, they weren't responsible for. So if that's the case, the dots should really be over the words l'Hashem elkeinu, not lanu l'voneinu. And another question that the Dasa can actually ask this question. Another question is, what's with the dot over the ayin of Ad Olam? Just, it should be Lanu Vaneinu, or L'Hashem Elokeinu. So the Dasa Kingdom suggests very interestingly that yes, you're right. The truth is that the dots should be over L'Hashem Elokeinu, but that's not a covetic way to refer to Hashem's name. That to have an indication that Hashem's name should be erased from the pasuk, that's not appropriate. So yes, the dots should be over L'Hashem Elokeinu, but it's not appropriate to indicate in any way that you should remove Hashem's name from the Torah. Therefore, the dots were put over Lanu L'Vaneinu Ayin. And furthermore, if you notice, there are 11 words of Lanu L'Vaneinu with the Ayin. There are 11, and L'Hashem Elokeinu is actually 11 letters as well. So the reason for that is that really the dots are supposed to be over L'Hashem Elokeinu, but Chazal didn't feel, or Ezra, or whoever wrote it, did not feel it was appropriate to put over L'Hashem Elokeinu. So they took the 11 dots from the letters of L'Hashem Elokeinu and put it over Lanu L'Vaneinu Ah. And that would be the indication that really it's supposed to be there, but it's over here. Therefore, the way to read the pasuk according to the Das Akenim and according to this opinion of the Brice and the Gemara and Sanhedrin is Anistaros, Levi Lashon Okino, Hanistaros, Vahaniglos, Lanu Ulvanenu. That once we cross the Yarden, not just the Niglos will be for us and our children, but even the Nistaros will be for the responsibility of us and our children. Of course, both of these opinions are loaded with practical lessons about individual responsibility and national responsibility and sins done in public and done in private. But we'll have to call it here for now. Have a beautiful final Shabbos of the year. Ksiva Chasima Tova.